Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
One of the weirdest breaking news stories I've seen while we've been on the air. So, Scottie Scheffler, world number one, a man who just won the Masters, won four out of his five last tournaments. He is on a Tiger-esque run right now.
And he and his wife just delivered a beautiful baby boy.
Right, and this is a guy who is very religious. He said he would miss the Sunday at the Masters, even with a lead, to be there for his wife and the childbirth. And he, bottom line, is probably the nicest, most put-together, non-controversial superstar in sports today.
Well, you and I had him on this show.
Gave him a birthday cake.
Gave him a birthday cake and just tried to get something out of him.
Right. He showed up there. He was the world number one last year at the Travelers, too. We asked for Scottie Scheffler. He showed up on time. Like, this is he is the best golfer in the world.
And the nicest person.
The nicest person in the world.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
So what happened?
World number one golfer Scottie Scheffler has been detained by police in handcuffs after a misunderstanding with traffic flow led to his attempt to drive past a police officer into Valhalla Golf Club. The police officer attempted to attach himself to Scheffler's car.
All right, so how do you... All right.
Did he jump on the hood?
Or did he use his handcuffs and put it around the rearview mirror
and
on his wrist?
I don't know. This is all from Jeff Darlington, who covers the NFL but is working for ESPN for the PGA Championship. I don't know. I mean, Randy Moss had that traffic officer back in the day in Minneapolis, and she stood in front of the car, said, "Don't go," and he slowly kept going, and she jumped on the hood, and he rode for a while with her on the hood. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But he goes,
what?
You don't remember that?
I know, I remember that, but I'm just saying, did this guy, you think, jump on Scottie Scheffler's hood as he's trying to get into Valhalla?
Yeah, I guess.
Country club?
Yeah, I guess. So then the police officer then began to scream at Scheffler to get out of the car. When Scheffler exited the vehicle, the officer shoved Scheffler against the car and immediately placed him in handcuffs. He is now being detained in the back of a police car.
Okay, so when is this tea time?
Hold on. I don't know. I have
I'm
to
wondering
look that
if this
up.
Police officer has a bet on Xander Schauffele.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that police officer's name was Jonte Porter.
I would say this is a little bit overzealous. I don't know. Who knows what happened? I don't know if he was late for his tea time or his practice session or he's going to get something. He went through certain traffic. Maybe he had a pass on his car that allowed him in. Who knows?
I mean, obviously, this clearly it was a misunderstanding. He thought he could go a certain way. He couldn't go a certain way. We've been at places very early in the morning to do shows, and sometimes there's certain exits that are blocked off, whatever. He's Scottie Scheffler. He's thinking, I'm going to go in here. It doesn't matter. I'm Scottie Scheffler. This police officer, obviously, a little bit overzealous, thinking that he's got to protect where he's got to protect, which is noble, but at the same time, he obviously overstepped this situation. His tee time is 8:48, by the way.
All right, well, hopefully he'll make it.
I mean,
and if he doesn't make it, what does the PGA Championship do?
I think they might have to push it back. I mean, they might have to figure out something and maybe switch something up. Maybe someone will help him out and say, hey, I'll go an hour early or something. I don't know. But I don't even know if you can do that with the way that these things work and the groupings.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules state, and I don't necessarily know that. I'm sure. Of course, some players that miss their
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Tee times basically get disqualified.
Yeah, no, I know. He's not going to miss his tee time, I don't think. Someone's going to have a level head about this and figure it out. But, like, imagine, like, this officer thinks that he's stopping some rogue fan or something from getting in the entrance where the players go. Then all of a sudden someone tells him it's the world number one golfer who just won the Masters. He's probably like, oh, God.
Watch him go out there and shoot a 9-under today.
Oh, no.
You know, the interesting thing will be the post-round press conference.
Yeah, but you know what, Scott? He's going to be like, yeah, you know, listen, man, it happens. And, you know, he's trying to do his job, and I get it. And it just, it's unfortunate. It was a misunderstanding. And, you know, I'm glad that we have guys that are trying to protect us out here. It just, you know.
That's probably the way he'll act.
Crappy things happen. It's like this guy's thinking he's protecting the golf course, the country club. Like, no, you can't go in there. Stop. Oh, I don't know who this is. And it's all of a sudden it's Scottie Scheffler with his green jacket hanging on a hanger in the back.
You know what's amazing to me is that here is Scottie Scheffler, world number one, probably worth, what, $250 million at this point?
Easy, yeah.
And if he wanted to go to live, they'd probably write him a $1 billion check.
Yep.
He's driving himself to the club.
Yeah.
Well, he's driving.
Yeah. I think that's great.
That's crazy. Right. You would think that either a lot of these guys have a driver or somebody would be driving him, or there would be an Uber driver, or there would be drivers that are volunteers that are supporting the PGA Championship. You know, you see the cars.
Yeah.
And they have this, you know, they have the placards on the side that basically say PGA Championship car, and it's usually a major you know, it could be a Toyota, it could be a Lexus. Yeah,
they give the players cars in these situations a lot of the time, like for rental cars to have for the week.
Yes.
So, of all people, Scottie Scheffler. I mean, and this guy, obviously, this police officer having a rough morning, you know, maybe taking things a little too seriously, whatever. But the fact that it's that he pushed Scottie Scheffler up against the car and then slapped handcuffs on him and threw him in the back of a squad car is one of the funniest visuals. Think about Scottie Scheffler right now in the back of a squad car with handcuffs on.
What do you
know anything about Scottie Scheffler? He's the last person. This will be the first and only time Scottie Scheffler will have handcuffs on him.
Now he's feeling the real.
The real?
This is the real, man. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Because I know there have been issues down there with the Louisville Police Department. There have been.
There have been?
Yeah, there have been some issues down there. So, does he get out and he say, hey, do you know who I am?
No, I don't think he's not that type of guy.
You think he just gets out, gets the handcuffs put on, and he gets put, they put the hand on the head and they put him in the back of the car?
Yeah, I mean, I think that he probably thinks like, man, like this stinks, but I'm not going to throw my weight around here. It'll get sorted out. That's what I think.
I tell you, if he misses his tee time, he's going to be disqualified. Oh, I'm telling you.
If that happens, then that guy,
what time is his tee time?
8:38 or something.
All right, so we got an hour and a half.
Yeah, maybe it was.
I mean, is he booked and is he brought down to the precinct and then has to be bailed? Well, I don't know about their bail situation around here. Here he'd be out in about 20 minutes.
So. The name of the police officer just came out. Ipe Misuhara was the name of the police officer.
All right. Wow. Who knows, man? Paperwork.
This is incredible. Paperwork. This guy, I mean, somebody better have, like, come out from the PGA and be like, enough. What are we doing?
Well, it would have to be the police chief or somebody. I'm wondering if it's the Louisville Police Department or if it is some local municipality.
Yeah, it's too bad it wasn't like one of these guys that like has like a chip on, like a Patrick Reed that this happened to, or a Patrick Cantlay. He's another guy.
Somebody who swings back.
Yeah, right. Like what? That would have been something.
Oh, tremendous.
That would have been something.
But hold on, he did break the law, right?
I don't think so. I mean, it said a misunderstanding about traffic flow. So I don't know if he broke the law.
Well, he could have stopped and asked someone. Said, hey, I'm golfing in the event. Can you show me?
I also believe that if he was driving himself, which it obviously sounds like he was, he would be driving one of those courtesy cars. He'd be given a courtesy car, so it probably would have one of those, you know, magnetic placards on the side.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, the fact that he drove by the car, like the police car, I mean, to jump on the car, then push the guy up against the car and slap handcuffs on him, misunderstanding seems to be a little much.
The police officer doesn't know whether it's a terrorist or not.
Yeah, I mean, come on, Eddie's doing his job.